This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, I got your party horns ready. We thought we'd offer up a few here right from the get-go in a couple of days. It's a new year, 2022. Oh, are we going to turn a corner? One can only hope so, and you know we're weary, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on this holiday show. 277,000 new infections a day in the U.S. That's a 126% increase in cases, and this is the most since the pandemic started almost 2 years ago. Three Americans testing positive. It's Omicron. That is the strain every second. And, of course, at hospitals, there's staffing problems. So that is, unfortunately, the bad news right here in the beginning of the show. Trust me, we will lighten the load, including, I know some of you are out there, we do have a special Nail the Score. So if you are, you can email us or call us during that segment. I'll pick a game of the week in the NFL. And you call, tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. It's just that easy. It's much easier than playing games with a family over the holidays if you did that. People are complaining about flights, and they should be, right? Because so many were canceled, so people got stuck in airports. They got stuck on the phone trying to re-rack their travel plans. In Seattle, SeaTac, the most canceled flights, you ready for this? In the world. Not just in the U.S., in the world. Why Alaska fell apart, that was one reason. They had so many problems, people calling in sick. The weather in Seattle, the snow, the ice, all of that combined to make it that much more disastrous. And the time that people have to wait on the phone when they're trying to get rebooked because there's really no lines to stand in is up to 3 hours long. So imagine you miss a flight. You don't miss a flight because you missed it. You miss a flight because the flights are down, 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 and you got to find a way to get out of Seattle and to get back wherever it is that you came from. I love Seattle. I just spent some time there a couple of months ago. You know that. I talked about Rainier and so many wonderful things about that city, but I'm so glad I didn't go this time. I'm so glad I am not there this time of year trying to figure out and navigate all of this out. And that's what it's about, right? I decided today, you know what 2021 was about? Figure it out. That's it. Figure it out, people. Whatever it is you have to do, you just have to figure out a way around the problems, the headaches, the dilemmas, the supply chain woes, the things that are missing from our lives. How did we figure it out? What is 2022 going to be about? I have a word for it, right? And I think at this point, and I'm going to share that in our next show. At this point, people are so exhausted, so over it, just done with COVID, but COVID's not done with us. And Omicron is mostly what these new infections are, but still, you have people that are scurrying around trying to get COVID tests. And in New Jersey and New York, a lot of the places had to close. Why? Because they didn't have enough people that could staff it. Because they were out, they were sick, and there were other reasons for it as well. But, in the meantime, people are trying desperately to figure out how they can get their hands on a home test, and the answer is there's not very many out there because they're out. It's once the supply is done, that goes back to that supply chain thing, and then supply and demand for the government, because eventually that website goes up and you get your free test kit then. It might be, I don't know, 5 to 6 weeks from now, but eventually you can get it. So check this out. State and local health officials not happy with the CDC, so they can add that to the list. They don't like the new COVID-19 isolation and quarantine guidelines. A lot of people are trying to figure it out. And so what does that mean? First it's 10 days and now it's 5 days. Why is it 5 days if 10 was had to be what the protocol was before? And you know what the answer is? Politics, baby. Because the airlines that I mentioned, and especially, and all of the planes and people that have been stranded, if you had a shorter isolation time, then the pilots, the crew, the people that work and other aspects of the airline industry could get back to work if they test positive for Omicron or whatever. It'd be a quicker turnaround. It's not just the airlines. There are other companies as well, because you see how it's affected us and our commerce and our way of life, as I said. So it is about figuring it out. So that was what I think the CDC was told. Figure it out. The big story that also is creating a buzz across the land right now, even if people are out, they're on vacation, you know, whatever, is what's happened with the Ghislaine Maxwell verdict. Finally, Ghislaine Maxwell verdict. Finally, it's happened. She was found guilty of sex trafficking. And you know who she is, right? She facilitated and participated in the sexual abuse of underage girls with Jeffrey Epstein. She was like his personal madam. So yay to the jury in New York, 6 women, 6 men. It took them 40 hours. They found her guilty, found guilty on 5 of the federal charges. She was acquitted on just one charge of enticing a minor to travel to engage in illegal sex acts. But other than that, it could be 65 years. She just turned 60 years old. This was a woman who was friends with presidents and kings and had a Rolodex like nobody's business. And when the mighty fall, I love it. I love it in this case because, to me, she was guilty all along when you listened to what so many of those girls had to say. And perhaps this brings some solace, some comfort, some peace of mind to all of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, who 28 months ago killed himself in a jail cell. So bravo what happened with this jury. This was a just verdict. It was, I think, an easy verdict based on all of the evidence they had, and the case was presented correctly. This was a British socialite who was all about Jeffrey Epstein, wanted to stay in his good graces, had no clue, I think, that she would end up in this situation, just thinking, we live in a world of privilege, we can do whatever we damn well please, because I'm with captains and kings and everybody else. And so they got her. They didn't set a sentencing date. She has to have a booster shot because COVID has ripped through New York, of course. But she definitely, after 40 hours, was found guilty. Wow. Bravo. All right, coming up next on the flip side, odds and ends, things that fall through the cracks that shouldn't hear. As I say, this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. We're talking about it next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
I will clean up my toys. I will brush my teeth twice a day and wash my hands after going to the bathroom and before eating. I won't taste dogs, even friendly ones. I will avoid being bitten by keeping my fingers and face away from their mouths. I will drink milk and water and limit soda and fruit drinks. I will apply sunscreen before I go outdoors. I will add a stain shade whenever possible and wear a hat and sunglasses.
Perhaps a few of these are on your list of New Year's resolutions. I don't know. Do you do the resolution thing? Maybe you do. I know that that's the question people get asked. I had dinner with the Hubs, and the waiter, I think, surprised us by... he was very pleasant, asked about how was Christmas, and they said, so what are your New Year's resolutions? Especially looking at the other, he had nothing. He had no resolution. So maybe I need to give him that list, and maybe that's the list you knew. I will brush my teeth every morning when I get up. I will brush my teeth before I go to bed at night. All right, I got to tell you a really great story, one that I came across the other day. A 23-year-old Texas woman, this is, again, the things that fall through the cracks, right? A 23-year-old Texas woman celebrated her college commencement ceremony. Really, is that a big deal? Yay, she went to college, got her degree, had to work hard, okay. But check this out, her 88-year-old grandfather graduated the same day. Terminally ill 88-year-old grandfather. University of Texas at San Antonio, was that ceremony. Melanie Salazar graduating with a Bachelor of Arts in Communications, same time that her grandfather received, Renee, received a degree of recognition in economics. How cool is that story? He had been working toward his bachelor's degree since the 50s, and it was one of his life goals to get it. But he got married, started a family, had to support them, and had a bunch of challenges that just made it impossible for that to happen. So what an amazing story, because he pushed to finish it, and here he is very, very ill, and then they both get to be on the stage together. So we needed a good story. I think that's a a great story. Instead of giving up, instead of saying, ah, you know, I'm too old, I can't do it, what does he do? He avails himself of the opportunity and goes back and does what he has to do. And I just absolutely love that. Absolutely love it. All right, diving back into a couple of other things to piggyback over the Maxwell sentencing is the story about what's happening at the border. I mean, you could say, well, yeah, what's that going to look like the end of 2021 and then bouncing into, 2022 when we talk about the problems that we've had that have flared up. I mean, it's never gone away, but the problems that really flared up this past year when we saw so many different moments in time where there just was no room to let people in, but yet we were letting them in, and we still have the same problems that we've had since I even cracked open this microphone and started my talk career. So here's what's the latest thing that's being talked about. Customs and Border Protection agents have arrested sex offenders recently who crossed the southern border at Del Rio, Texas. What they're saying is they got two men convicted of sex crimes shortly after they crossed over illegally. One of the men came from Honduras. He was convicted of assaulting a child in 2018 and sentenced to 4 years in prison before being deported in 2022. So they got him. The second is from Mexico, had convictions for lewd acts with a minor child under 14 in 99, was sentenced to 6 years in prison, then deported. See the theme here? In 2019, before being picked up again, trying to cross the border last week. So this does show the importance of border security and what it means and who they stop. And the idea is, of course, to get the criminals and kick them out immediately. And this is the kind of stuff that a lot of times isn't talked about. Even if it's a handful here and a handful there, that's significant because of, obviously, what happens when they come into the U.S. So 1.9 million crossed the border illegally in 2021, which ran from October 2022 through September 30th. That's an increase of more than 1.3 million over the previous year and 800,000 more than the year before. I mean, so what's going on? It's the pace is crazy. In some cases, the flare-ups, like I said, that happen, and the reasons why people obviously are, you know, crossing and where they're seeing it, like in the Laredo, Texas sector. How many do they stop? And they've seen an uptick in that in December, where in one stretch they were able to apprehend 70 who were trying to come across. I mean, here's the thing. They know there's a stash house, and they're looking at these stash houses because then that's part of what happens. I mean, that's one of the other arrests that they made with, besides the sexual assault convictions. They were able to find a suspected stash house in La Jolla, which La Jolla, one of the wealthiest suburbs of San Diego, they found 33 illegals who had come from Mexico and Central America who had crossed the border and a couple of guns. So this is still what is going on. This is still something that needs to be paid attention to. This is something where you need advocates all the way around on this and eyeballs on this, and why this isn't somewhere in a top 10 of, you know, we're not going to be able to wave a magic wand and put the genie back in the bottle, but there has to be something that can be done to figure out what do we do in some of these areas where we've got a lot of these stash houses, where we have a lot of sexual predators, where we have sex trafficking happening. What is it that can be done there? And it brings me to something I'm very proud of being a part of. She was on our show, a couple of times, and I think she's just an incredible advocate for young people who find themselves in unbelievable situations. Her name's Andy Berger, and she's the founder of Beulah's Place. It's a nonprofit that serves at-risk homeless teens in danger of abuse, trafficking, or other predatory activities. And they've helped so, so many. She was a victim. Her and her husband decided they were going to do something to raise awareness for human trafficking, child, you know, exploitation and all of that. So there's a book that came out, oh gosh, I guess it's been about 4 weeks or so, called Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One. And I'm proud to be a contributor. They asked me to contribute a story to it. And they have some just amazing people that are part of this book. And there's amazing resources in the book, too, as well. The great Jim Bohannon, Hall of Fame talk show host, also is involved in this and has a piece in it as well. And in mine, I talk about just being oblivious growing up where things were happening around me, but was in a bubble like everybody else and had no idea as a kid what was happening. And then what I saw happen covering Super Bowls and what happened as far as some of the people that I've interviewed on the show when it comes to abuse and sex trafficking and whatnot. And anyway, that book, you can get it for a song on Kindle on Amazon, of course, or they've got a soft copy of it too. And it's called Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One. Everybody on the Hill is going to get a copy of that book if they don't already have it. I think it's so significant, and anything that can be done to wipe out the problem, to me, of what happens to too many innocent kids and where they get into these situations that they had no idea where what's happening to them, the predators, it's like looking at the Maxwell case and what happened with her, Ghislaine Maxwell, and the fact that, you know, she was able to get the trust of 14, 15, 16-year-olds and put them in these situations. And what could possibly have made her do that is power, abuse, being close to somebody who had millions of dollars in an island and everything else. And, this is the thing that happens in all different walks of life and all different areas. And the more we can hammer that away, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Coming up, a conversation with an author, Winston Langley. Stay with us.
For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator Lindsey Graham predicts the Republican Party will wipe out Democrats in the 2022 midterm elections. He told Newsmax President Joe Biden's unpopularity is a contributing factor.
I think we're going to wipe them out in the House and we're going to keep the Senate. We got three states where Democrats are incumbents that are at risk, Arizona, Georgia, and New Hampshire. I think we can win all three with the right candidates.
In related news, President Joe Biden plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Vladimir Putin over the phone on Thursday. Jeffrey Epstein's mistress, Ghislaine Maxwell, is now a convicted sex trafficker. A jury handed down its verdict on Wednesday following days of deliberations. The jury considered the case after hearing weeks of testimony during a trial in a New York federal court. Maxwell awaits sentencing and faces decades behind bars. This is USA Radio News. An NFL quarterback is weighing in once again on COVID-19.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is again taking aim at the NFL as COVID cases soar. Rodgers claims the league has a two-class system for players who test positive, treating those who are unvaccinated different from the rest. He made the comments during his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee Show. Rodgers himself missed a game last month with COVID and admitted to misleading people about being vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Twitter has issued a suspension to Dr. Robert Malone, a key contributor to mRNA vaccine technology, who's more recently become a vocal critic of COVID-19 mandates and regulations. Malone is a physician scientist who's worked in the field of infection disease countermeasures. The Epoch Times reported he had more than 500,000 followers on Twitter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Room, we have Winston Langley. He's written a book called While the U.S. Sleeps. And if you look at this book, I'm going to dive into it with him, of course, but it's how historical patterns of policy and thinking have impacted on society in areas like economic development, race and class formations, popular culture, and there's much more than that. Thank you so much for coming on, Winston.
Not at all. I'm very pleased to be with you.
So why did you write this book? What made you say, I got to write this book?
Well, I thought that there were signs that the society was threatened with coming apart. That we had been so concerned with certain material returns to people who were influential, that we were neglecting some very fundamental issues that kept the society together and made such an important contribution to its success.
So let's dive into that. I mentioned just a couple of things that you talk about. When you wrote this book and you broke it down, like, for example, let's take economic development. Tell us something that you've written there.
Well, part of what had happened over the years was that the idea of equality became a part of that which was integrated into people's lives. That is, they took that for granted, that although it did not exist, it was a direction in which the country seemingly was committed to going. And during the 50s, for example, in the Eisenhower administration, there were some good efforts to give effect to that, along with the Kennedy administration and even Truman before. But then gradually, ever so gradually, the different differences between and amongst social classes became a gap, and the people began to suffer the privations that resulted from it, and therefore the promise did not correspond to the actual experience they were having. It created the basis for great social and moral dissatisfaction and personal and collective privations. We're having some of the consequences of it with us today.
Right, meaning the haves and the have-nots, right?
The have and the have-not, and not simply in the sense of what one actually experiences, but what one imagines for one's children and grandchildren.
Wow. And so that's a historical pattern. And you talk about the historical patterns, like I said at the beginning, of policy and thinking and what that does to society. Well, for example, like popular culture, that's interesting because popular culture to me seems like it's on steroids now.
Yes. Indeed, if one begins with how this society begun, that is, after the Declaration of Independence and the formation of the Republic, those who pursued public life and the society at large were very active in shaping their development. Popular culture seeks to have people become very passive, that they should be recipients of that culture and play a little role in shaping it. And so over time, what we have come to call consumerism, where one gains one's standing according to the car one drives, according to the houses one may have, according to the universities to which one may have gone, etc. And very little about the extent to which the inner person is developed and has a chance to shape his or her life out of a personal creative expression.
And again, we're speaking to Winston Langley. The book is While the U.S. Sleeps, Squandered Opportunities and Looming Threats to Society. So the looming threats to society, I think you're talking about them right now. What do you think the biggest threat is?
I think the biggest threat is our environment, what we have looped into something called the environmental crisis. That's the expression we use very often, or climate change, as some people would like to suggest it would be. But if people reflect, there are certain things we call natural resources. Our water, the lakes, the springs, the forest, the topsoil, the trees. They are actually our first universities. They're actually our first pharmacies. They are certainly the sources of our food. And when we destroy them, we give expression to many very ugly things. Among them, for example, the COVIDs of the world. Because suddenly, bacterial and viral expressions are created because the environment has been destroyed, as it were. So our entire public health system can come crumbling down because of what we have done to nature itself.
Yeah. Wow. So interesting. The book takes you in a lot of different directions and goes back and looks at things that happened politically, etc., and where we got to where we are now. You can get the book on Amazon. Winston, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I hope they have a sense that there is an opportunity to take charge of their own lives by doing very simple things that has to do with the homes they build for themselves, the way they treat the topsoil, the food they purchase and from whom, and how we go about treating the very air we breathe. And that simply suggesting that somebody else will take care of it is not good enough. It has to be the action we take individually and collectively, and remember that everything is interconnected. The water and the air and the forest and our food and our roads and our home.
Boy, isn't that true? Everything is interconnected, and I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to that reality if they didn't realize that before. Winston, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, and pleasant holidays to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Winston.
And your audience, yes. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, I think what he said in his book and what he's talking about, it's really fascinating when you look at the environment especially, and he's right, when you see what all of us are going through globally and then here in the United States, and of course we talk about it a lot when it comes to nutrition, and I think of, I had a great grandmother that lived to be 100, well she grew everything in a garden and the soil was good and she had some land, a little bit of land, and she raised, you know, five kids on that, and everything was, so much of it was natural, and just the quality was that much better. And I've been looking into this, like, how do you, when you look at bad soil, how do you fix the problem? What do you do when you've got bad soil, and how do you just try, what kind of vegetables you're trying to plant, or what can you do to feed yourself and grow like tomatoes? You know, just even if it's a couple of little things. I remember my grandmother, too, canning. Do you remember the whole thing of canning? Like, you would grow vegetables, and not that you didn't go to the store and you didn't go to your favorite grocers and commissary stores and all of that, but you had even just a little garden where it had some basics, you know, cucumbers or corn or tomatoes or radishes or whatever it is you wanted to grow. But now, with the way the topsoil is, and with good topsoil that is gone, like, and they're saying, I was just reading something the other day, and 100, because I'm starting to educate myself, I have to be honest, I haven't paid attention to this. He's right. You have to pay attention to it yourself. I haven't paid enough attention to it, I think. In 150 years or so, when I'm long gone, but for the future generations, I mean, we've lost over half of the rich topsoil. If not in every place, in some places certainly, you got crops that need that carbon-packed composition of that rich topsoil. So it's, I worry about the farmers I've talked to. They need the nutrients. They need the water that it stores. And the infertile soil of what's now happened, of what's had to be done. Is so much different than what it used to be. And what is the most fertile soil in the U.S.? When I was talking to Winston, it was something that I started to look at, and there's a thing called mollisols, and they're known as the best soils in the United States. Really fertile, natural pH mollisols constitute a big part of the wheat belt. And the eastern part of Washington, they can be found in the belts of Illinois and Iowa. That's where the good stuff is. Good stuff coming up. Nail the Score next.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, for those of you who are out there listening, I know a lot of people have off and they've gone away and they're doing other things. I think it's exciting to do Nail the Score because we have just a couple of weeks left and who knows who's going to be on your football team in the NFL this time around. Actually, I think the NFL has handled this whole COVID thing really well. But now more players with the Omicron nonsense have come down with COVID and it turns around and all of a sudden you're losing, you know, half of your defense or part of your offensive line. So it's really challenging, I think, for all the way around for coaches, etc. Now they know what the rest of us mere mortals feel like. So big week in the NFL. I've really been into it this year. I hope someone nails the score. And I look at the games that are on the board. A really good one is the Chiefs and the Bengals. Another good one is the Titans and the Dolphins because, whoa, Dolphins. Suddenly, look at the Dolphins and where they are. And the Titans, you never know. They're like the wild card. They're 10-5. The Dolphins are 8-7. But they've reeled off a whole bunch of wins to put them in that position. You have the Raiders, the mystery of the Raiders against the Colts. You've got the Cardinals and the Cowboys. I like this game. I mean, the Cowboys are on this mission. They've got a bet going between the defense and the offense about who has a better game, who puts up more points, etc. Because Dak Prescott was getting dogged, and then he put up some big points in the last game. So I'm going with the Cowboys and the Cardinals. It's a Sunday afternoon game. It's on Fox. Dallas is favored by less than a touchdown, 5.5 points. The total points on the board over-under-wise, 51 points, just to kind of shoot an idea out there, which doesn't mean anything. You just pick a side and you tell me your score. We could break this down in 20 different ways. Trust me, I have friends in Las Vegas, and that's what they do for a living. And I was in Vegas and watched how that all happened, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just go with your gut. So that's the game, the Cardinals and the Cowboys. Let's go out to Pete listening to us in Texas and remind you, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Pete, happy.
Is this a request line?
It is. It is. First time caller?
Really?
Long time listener?
Long time. Oh, man. Cowboys and the Birds. I'm thinking about drinking, but I'm thinking 30, what'd you say, 5 points?
5.5 points the Cowboys are favored.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go 35-30.
35-30, I like it. I think it's going to be a really exciting close game. I mean, maybe, but I think the Cowboys have the edge. I think the line is right. Pete, Happy New Year.
Back at you.
Thank you, and thank you for calling in. We love having you on the show. Out of the bunker, he comes out for us for Nail the Score. Maybe he'll be the one who nails it. Or maybe as we go to Maine, it could be Sharon. Sharon, hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. It's a new year. It's a 2022 is right around the corner.
I know, and I've been sick for the last 3 days.
Oh, I can hear it a little bit. So thank you for calling us. So who do you like, the Cowboys or the Cardinals?
I think I'm going to go with the underdog, Cardinals.
Okay.
Thirty-one twenty-four.
Get better and happy New Year. And thanks for calling us. All right, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email. Only till the top of the hour, it's good. The game of the week for Nail the Score is the Cardinals and the Cowboys. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We always get 4 or 5, sometimes even 6 people that will send me a guess, and you're all good at that. I'm assuming some of you are probably working, even during the holidays. So, Nate, who do you like in this matchup?
I don't like anybody.
I don't like anyone. But, come on, it's either the Birds or the Star. It's either Texas or Arizona.
Yes. Yes, it is. But we're choosing. Okay. Yes. Yes, we're choosing. How about 28-24, the Cowboys, the star of the game
star.
Is the star.
There you go. I like that philosophy. The Cowboys, it is at home, so good job there, Nate. It is at home for the Cowboys. And I think the Cowboys are on a mission to prove critics wrong, especially Dak Prescott. And maybe he's not on a mission to prove critics wrong. He just wants to be in the swing of it, and they've dealt with some injuries, and he's had a couple of wobbly games where he was so on the money in the beginning when they were winning, right? They had the one loss out of the gate and a close one really to the Buccaneers, but then they reeled off a bunch of wins, and then there was a couple of hanky games in there against the Broncos. 30-16 they lost. The Chiefs, now the Chiefs are good, right? But still, the Chiefs gave them everything but the football every single time. I mean, that wasn't a great game for the Chiefs, although they won. 19-9, the Cowboys lost that, and the Chiefs won that. And then there was the loss against the Raiders, but that score-wise, anyway, ended up being close at the end of it. And since then, they've won, they've beaten the Saints, Washington, the Giants, and Washington again. But look at those teams. It was a huge drubbing of Washington, 56-14. I have to think the expectations are so high, and I have to believe that the Cowboys are going to come through it. But the Cardinals equally wanting to prove something, I think, because the Cardinals have The Cardinals were tremendous at the start of the season, and the same thing. The Cardinals have dealt with, you could say, some injuries and stuff, but it's a crazy late season slump, and it's bad for Cliff Kingsbury, their coach. What is going on with the Cardinals all of a sudden? Three losses to the Colts, the Lions especially. The Colts, a little different. The Lions crushed them. 30-12, right? 30-12. So Arizona finds itself in like a precarious situation where they weren't in the beginning of this thing. I mean, this is a big game for Kyler Murray, the quarterback. It's a big game all the way around for Arizona. But having overanalyzed this a little bit, I'm going to say just my gut tells me it is going to be close, but I think it's going to be the Cowboys. The home field advantage, I don't know if I think, oh, home field advantage for the Cowboys. It's not so much about that. At home, they are, though, 5-2, but look at some of the people they've beaten. I think this is a big statement game for them, and they also want to be that team that rolls in on that high in what I call the second season of the playoffs. So I'm saying that the Cowboys win this, and the final score is going to be, I'm going to say the final score is going to be 30-21. I think it's going to be 30-21. So then if you look at the points, that's what, 51 points, which is exactly right on the nose of the over-under. So I think they cover that 5.5, and I think they win it. So Cowboys for me. And I know we got other people that are emailing us, too, as well. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. You still have a couple of minutes for that till it hits the top of the hour, and I will absolutely include it. A big note here from the NFL, and I talked about it on a previous show. Sad to hear about the passing of the great John Madden. John Madden really, to me, was absolutely football. There's no question of the games that he called with Pat Summerall, the impact that he had on the game as a coach with the Raiders. So many people forget that. And I had the chance to spend some time with him, thanks to my mentor, Roger Blamire, when he was on the tail end of CBS. No, actually, he was in Fox. When he was on Fox, it was the beginning of the Fox days. So it was really a great start to my career, and the chance that I had to sit down with a guy like Madden, who is the everyday guy and loved football every second of it. RIP John Madden. Thanks to all of you for participating in Nail the Score. I got my fingers crossed. I hope somebody wins this time. I hope. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.